Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, so the Nick Caserio faves, and we will go from the Caserio faves to potential D'Amico Ryans fave. You're going to fall in love with some of your prospects. Let's get to know them a little bit better coming up at 11. But let's start with the Caserio Fav Five. Four of them are still around. One of them has left us, and that's where we'll start.
Numero uno.
Nick Caserio fave number one, Danny Amendola. My gosh, you were only here for a few months. But you will always, 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 always be a Houston Texan. Here's Nick Caserio, fave number one.
Just a quick note to Danny Amendola, just on his retirement. Had an immense effect on our program last year, even though he's only here 1 year. You can't say enough good things about him. I mean, what he's done, his toughness. I mean, there's 1,000 examples of that I had the good fortune of firsthand to seeing. But great career, great person, will always be a Houston Texan.
Always a Houston always. Texan. Always shout out to Danny Amendola. Always.
They're still benefiting from the 9 months that Amendola was here.
We loved it. I don't even know if it was 9 months, to be honest with you. I think it was like
might
four.
Have been less.
I think it was like three or four.
They're still benefiting from it.
Titus Howard. Yeah, because he came opening week, so it was probably four-ish.
Yeah.
Titus Howard, one of the best tackles in the league, according to Nick Caserio. Despite drafting a tackle in the second round, Titus Howard, special player, one of the best tackles in the league.
Numero dos.
I think Titus is definitely unique. I mean, I'd say, you know, Titus is a better tackle than he is an inside player. I mean, Titus is honestly one of the better tackles, you know, in the league.
We'll see about that because all evidence to the contrary. He's been okay when he's been healthy at tackle.
He's been good. I think being bad at guard almost makes him looked at as better at tackle. And as crazy as that
could
sounds.
Well.
Number three, fave
Numero
for
tres.
Nick Caserio. Man, you got benched last year. You drafted a safety. There's question marks. I like Jalen Petrie, local guy, right type of makeup, rough second year in the league, but that didn't stop him during his struggles from establishing himself as a top five Nick Caserio fave.
Yeah, Jalen's a good football player. He's made a lot of good plays. You know, there's always plays that we can improve and get better, but his energy, I'd say his playmaking ability, you know, the tackling has been a little bit up and down at times. You know, I think there's some growing pains that every player goes through. And, you know, I think sometimes everybody's kind of, you know, wants to nitpick and look for things. There's always things that players can do better. There's always things that we can improve. They can improve them on. I certainly can. Love his personality. Love his mindset. The way he prepares, his focus. We'll take Jalen Petrie in this building. We'll take 1,000 Jalen Petries on this football team any day of the week. There's no question about it.
And again, we'll see about that. Also got benched, but here's the thing, and you're going to hear from, you know, you're going to hear about the other two guys coming up. But when you are on in the good graces of Nick Caserio, you get every benefit of the doubt. Every single benefit of the doubt.
It'll be interesting to see how Bolick fits into this. I like Bolick's makeup. I like his confidence a lot. I think you're going to love it as well. We'll get to know that in the 11 a.m. hour. Next, Caserio fave.
Numero cuatro.
So we have Amendola. We have Titus Howard. We have Jalen Petrie. Notice you have a guy that he has history with in New England.
a guy that he didn't even draft, a guy that he did draft. Now we have a guy that he signed in the offseason, Danico Autry. Goodness gracious, Nick Caserio, he loves you.
Danico, I mean, this guy's a badass. I mean, this guy's a junkyard dog. Like, if you go into a dark alley, like, you want this guy behind you. Like, this is a bad MF-er. I mean, I'm glad he's on our side, and, you know, we're excited about what potentially he could bring to our front.
All right, so Danico Autry, badass, dark alley, all of that. And now we might have the most favorite of all. This is Cade Stover, fourth round pick in the
number
Houston, five.
Texas.
Farm guy from Ohio, former teammate of CJ Stroud. Here is Nick Caserio with his fifth favorite, Cade Stover.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's elite. This guy is as tough and hard-nosed a player that they had in the program. Just kind of going back to the question and D'Amico's answer about developing players, I'd say Cade's a good example of a player who has only played tight end for 2 years, so he's certainly not a finished product, but he has the mindset and the work ethic to improve. I mean, how he was raised. I mean, this guy is everything you want in a football player and then more. I mean, he probably played hurt this year. I mean, I think he had an MCL or had an issue where, quite frankly, it would have limited some other players, but he just braced it up and he just kept playing football. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for D'Amico, but I think we feel the same way. This is probably one of our favorite, like, football players in the entire draft, regardless of position, because of his mentality, because of his mindset. And he still is developing as a player. I mean, 2 years ago, he was playing defensive end in the Rose Bowl against Utah. Now he's, you know, played tight end for 2 years, and here he is getting picked in the bottom of the fourth round. And his position is, you know, we think tight end. That's why we drafted him. So, but, I mean, blue collar as they come, and from a makeup, traits, toughness, mentality, I mean, this is an elite guy.
Interesting thing about all these to me, and it happens everywhere. It's not just to here. Like, if you are personally invested in a player like these five, and Caserio has been personally invested, you're gonna say these things. They're gonna get the benefit of the doubt. They're gonna gain favor. They're gonna always be able. The tie's always gonna go to them. So it's not just like we got to take him for his word. Yes, he drafted him. But now he's invested in them, so they're always going to have an edge.
Yeah, and but I don't, you know, Titus was here before.
But he invested in him with the contract.
Yeah, he invested after. So it'll be interesting to hear what he or what they think of Titus as they come into camp. He did say, and it was one of my favorite quotes from Caserio, that if you don't produce, you're not going to stay in the building. I don't know who that is. I mean, that could be kind of a vague reference. But Caserio did say that, so it'll be interesting to hear that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do find it kind of interesting how much of the approval rating of the draft appears to be kind of high. And I just don't think this is, like, in a normal world, maybe it's still kind of the honeymoon phase, or maybe the honeymoon phase has been created. But excitement about this draft, I like, because I like that the Texans are generating buzz and they're getting benefit of the doubt, and there's optimism, and you lean optimism when it comes to the Texans as opposed to the complete opposite. But I respect a little bit more the wait and see approach with this draft. I don't see how you can blindly look at this draft and be really, really pumped about it. Now, we can get you excited. We can hear from the prospects. We can break down the prospects at 11. But as far as just immediate excitement, they hit it out of the park. This draft is going to benefit. It's going to it's going to be based on the development of players and whatnot. And I don't necessarily see it as like a immediate. You took an immediate big step forward based on the players that you picked.
Well, let's do. You guys get in on this 713-572-4610 loopholes. Let's do that old psychological exercise. The first word that comes to mind, like when you think of the Houston Texans 2024 draft. What is the one word that comes to mind? I don't think it's excitement, as you mentioned. I don't think it's home run, you know, like you said, hit it out of the park. For me, it's trust. Like, I trust that these are the right picks. Now, that's something they've earned, and we didn't trust previous regimes. But I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, the first word that comes to mind is giddy. I'm not giddy about it. I'm not excited about it. I trust it. Like, Figgy, what's the first word that comes to mind when you think about the breadth of the draft?
I think trust, too, because when I was at the draft party and they made those picks, people didn't really know about those guys, but they say, I trust the organization. Yeah. So if they good with it, I'm good with it. So I think they do trust the organization.
Also, if you have an organization, if you have a culture, if you have a quarterback, if you have a coach, you can overcome poor drafting. And I think that's an even more valuable resource than
you can learn to trust
drafting the right. The New England Patriots, if you just laid out their draft history, there's exceptions and there's good picks, but there's a lot of like nitpicking where, well, you know, Bill Belichick didn't draft this well. Well, you know what he had? He had a good quarterback. He had a good culture. They had a good foundation, so they were able to kind of overcome that. So when you have that, you can bring in Derek Barnett off the streets. You can bring back Desmond King. You can develop all these other guys. And you can have a player like C.J. Stroud elevate the team when their backs are against the wall. So that's really the most valuable thing you can have is you have an organization that you trust. It's to be determined, but I don't know that they like hit it out of the park or anything like that. So we'll see how that goes. Coming up, we're not used to this around here, but we could be approaching the dark days. The OG John Lopez prepares you for darkness next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.